The proposed 10-year prison development plan calls for spending more than $1 billion on renovating existing prisons and building new ones. Department of Corrections spokesman John Dipko says the main thing driving the need for more prison space is longer sentences required by the state's Truth in Sentencing law.
As more people come into our prison system under Truth in Sentencing, the number of inmates with parole eligibility also is diminishing, and what remains is a group of inmates who tend to have more serious offenses and spend longer time in prison.
There are about 23,000 inmates behind bars in the state now. State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee heads the Senate Corrections Committee. She says there's no reason to increase that number. She hopes Wisconsin can learn from states like Texas and Arizona, where lawmakers have resisted the demand for new prisons.
We have high recidivism rate. People are going back to prison within 3 years. So part of what we have to do is figure out what we can do different on reentry, and then what are some things that we can do different related to probation and parole violations. I am hopeful that we can do something different other than more brick and mortar.
Taylor also sits on a legislative committee charged with finding ways to reinvest more effectively in the state's criminal justice system. Its first meeting is next Monday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.